Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
You came from heaven to earth. 26 to 30.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26 to 30. This morning, I want to talk to you about the makeup of the pastor. What it means to be a pastor. It's not going to be everything, but something that will help. Let us read together. Ready for. We are reading together, so you all lift up your voices. Ready for. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles known? Are all prophets known? Are all teachers known? Are all workers of miracles known? Do all have the gifts of healings known? Do all speak with tongues known? Do all interpret known? Father, as we approach the table of your word, let life and light come unto our spirits and our souls. Let our spirit burn within us. And Lord, equip us to do what you have planned to do today. And we vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The makeup of the pastor. The first important point I want to share with you is that the pastor must have four main gifts in his life.
Na sofoni ye obi a oyede onya acheze anana ozimunu wona brabom.
Every pastor must have four main gifts in your life.
Na sofu bia ede onya acheze anan wona brabom.
These gifts are what the Bible has spoken about, not my view, not my suggestion, but what the Bible has spoken about concerning you as a pastor.
Na dem acheze ni za Bible no waka safa ho.
And they are going to be the main gifts that must be found in your life. Let's look at verse 28 again. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles. And we have looked at that. All right, so the pastor must have these four main gifts I'm going to show us. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings. Helps. Administrations. Variety of tongues. When you look at this verse very well, you will see that five of the ministry gifts are being spoken about. Three of them were mentioned by names. The apostle was mentioned by the correct title, apostle. The prophets are mentioned as required prophets. The teachers are also mentioned. But two of the ministry gifts are absent by the common names we are familiar with. One is the pastor and the other is the evangelist. So we need to look at the rest of the wait there and find out which one belongs to the evangelist and which ones belong to the pastor.
Na ode yehwe insama watro ide ne muhinze na okoma sofo no na ne muhinze na okoma nya okansampa no.
And we are using other verses to explain what the pastor's gifts are and what the evangelist's gifts are.
Na yerefa etrosem ahro na yezaka sofo ni dwumezi no mosa ofa.
So apostle, prophets, teachers, after that miracles, that is for the ministry of the evangelists.
Na yeshe nkomseni asumafo nkomsefo achechefo na ma otodubio ye nipa okansampa.
Miracles belong to the ministry of the evangelists.
Na ensancheni ne wo onwana wokansampa no hon edumem.
Then gifts of healings also belong to the ministry of the evangelists.
Na yeka ayaresaso a oka nipa oye.
So instead of mentioning the word evangelist, we have been given the gifts that are common in their lives.
Na yebeka zibio de onwana wokansampano wa mayehu acheza wozi yedwuma.
Then we have helps, which is the ministry gifts that a pastor must have. Number one.
Na ozikan wo sofu na abrabom ni de obobua.
And then we have administrations. Other Bible versions say governments.
Na yeshweza wodi toto nzamba ye na administration ye wobama nzamba ezimu oka sofu nedwuma no ho.
And then we have variety of tongues.
Na yewo kasaho.
So these three last three gifts belong to the office of the pastor.
Na dem nzamba achese ebasen wo sofu no ni abrabom.
Every pastor must desire for that those last three gifts.
Na sofu bia ye de ohwehwe de obohu de obeye boafo obatutu nzamba ye.
If you realize that they are not in your life, then you pray and seek it. Somebody says, but if they are supposed to be in the life of the pastor and it's not there, why should he worry himself? When it comes to the spiritual gifts in your ministry gifts, the Bible says, earnestly covet the spiritual gifts. So there are things you must seek for and pursue. Let's look at the ministry gifts of helps. Which is the first gift every pastor must carry? Do you know that God is a helping God? Oh Lord, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blasts, and our eternal home. God is for us a present help in time of need. As we are here this morning,
it's
the help of God that has brought us this far. I said it is the help of God that has brought us this far. Personally and together as a church, is the help of God that has brought us this far. The Bible says that vain is the help of man. So every pastor has a portion of this nature of God to help people. If it is not strong in you as a pastor, you'll be more self-centered and not care about the people. But when you meet a typical pastor, he cares about many things in your life. And he cares so much that sometimes he can care to the point of caring for you and not caring for himself. So a pastor is given by God a portion of the ability, kindness, love to help people. So when you meet a real pastor, you will see that he likes people.
na se ehun sofu ankasa ebo hu de openkofu.
You cannot be a good pastor without liking the people or loving them.
Na entum ya sofu papa entum na endo wan soromba.
So I believe that every pastor, like Pastor Frank, Pastor Kwesi Anan, the lady pastors, if they are real pastors in calling, you will realize that they like to help people.
Na yeshe sofo famie na neye na asofo wo asoni nyara ebo hu de wo ye nkofo a wodo nkofo.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
So when I come to you and I say, Sarah, what is happening? It is my ability to help which has kicked in, so that you are far away, but I'm thinking about you.
Na se maba won chende Sarah abeze na orkodo a na ochede madwuno a mepede meze imbuwa bi ba osande okama suzi hu.
But that sometimes church people resist the anointing of the pastor, the anointing that the pastor carries.
Na eya asonba wopo sofo na aduma owo no dede obobo ano.
No, this area, don't come there, stay where you are.
Na mabrabo e phrase member ho onka ho.
I don't want you to come to this area.
Mempede ebo bada mi bie wo mabrabo.
One day I was trying to help a brother. I saw something that was about to happen and I was trying to help him. I said, I want to see you. I want us to have a chat. From his answers, I could see that he was avoiding me. When people are trying to avoid you, bet you can see. And I laughed in my head. And I said, I pray for you that in the evil day you'll be able to stand. Because if you don't want the ministry help of a pastor, he cannot do anything about it. Sometimes the anointing of helps in a pastor's life will tell him to say something to you.
Na sofo no adoma oya emboya adom na owo na brabom no obejio ma etuma kan bibi atren.
But you must be somebody who submits to that anointing of helps.
Na oyede eye obi a etum bron ho ase ma esom an emboen esom no.
Let me tell you something about the anointing.
Na menka bibi fa ngosra no ho.
You see, one day I was listening to Benny Hinn. He said something about the anointing, and I'm going to use it to explain it to you, because so far, I'm talking to you, but I haven't broken through into your heart. I am aware. I can smell it. I can sense it. I haven't broken through. But I'm soon going to break into something and your heart is going to open.
Yeah.
Benny Hinn said, look, if you sit in the front row and you oppose the, I sense that you oppose the anointing on me, I will ask you, stand up, go and sit somewhere. And I will bring somebody from the congregation to come and sit where you are. I said, you cannot oppose the anointing I'm carrying. You are going to waste my grace and energies. Yeah. He said, if you are sitting in front, I want to sense that your heart is open.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was very, I did it to one young man. I said, get up, sir. Get up. Go and sit here. He picked somebody from the congregation and said, come and sit here. You see, when you see nice people, they are nice, but they are also firm and sometimes very rugged in a way that the average Christian, the average minister struggles, because sometimes the people in front, they have so many different views and the anointing is flowing and they push it back and you can sense it. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Now as I'm talking, your heart is open. Now I can see that the heart is opening.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you that when we stand here to preach, we are offering help. But if your heart doesn't open, you may be in a great ministry under a great anointing and nothing is going to happen to you because your heart is so close. The help that is coming, you always have an alternative idea.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Quickly, Alfred.
So for Benny Hina Oka de on wana wwana sura what's na enimi na ye and kofa or de what na wobu wana kumim na wenya and gosrana or wanna dunno. Nessa etsenim na wakuma akantuma. Obama if you wanna akwat nature na wa phobia fechira bets nenim. O sande and gosano o ye juma ye wabra ebwe wakumim na oye de yetum ye boy na kumim ama yetum ne yajin gosrano naza oye ebwa fune adumno sofu zabwa.
That is the ministry, the gift of helps in the life of a pastor. So a typical pastor, you know, there are some people, something happened to them, and I said, if I knew what was going on in their life, I could have saved them.
Now, obi no ho na nzama bi record won abrom se na me nyima anka motum gi won.
Oh yeah, I said I could have saved them
anka motum na magi won,
because by the grace of God, the things I've learned in life, I have done arts, I've done science, I've done business, I've done so many things, and I've asked myself, why did I stumble into all these things? Because a pastor must be able to weave across many things. Yeah. I am not a doctor, but when I come into contact with you and you tell me this and that, and I can tell you this is serious, go to the hospital immediately. Yeah. Something like that was happening. I didn't know before I was aware the person was dead. I said, if I had known. See, there are some things you don't wait. I knew it. I said I would have saved this person's life. So sometimes I say things medically to some of you, and I'm sure you say in your head, are you a doctor? You are asking, am I a doctor? I'm not a doctor. I tried to be, I couldn't be.
Now, oya ebinu mo ha wako hobi ma sem yenima ye botum ya de ogena amahon dak wo ka chem da obi wot bia bim na etsebia na owom no meti an de was wewu na metsen ntema anka motum ade osan de mesua nzama bi oya enkonta business nzama obo nipa no mesua na sofu ye obi a oy de na dwinim oboy na ohun nzama pi ama wetum na waye emboy ozama hen na ewa hobi an ohun no kede wa pumps then nanse mo hun fam obotum na wetse hun komozi na wa chere zaye o sande onyim za oye de eye na wa bo na enya won kwa.
See, one day my last girl was not well. No, it was my first girl. She was sent to the doctor, and this is a doctor that he knows me a little bit. I've given him something, he wanted something, I gave it to him. As my wife was with this doctor, the doctor said, you shouldn't have come to the hospital, you should have listened to your husband. That's what he said. Because he senses it when I'm talking with him.
Yeah.
He said, this, listen to the advice your father is giving you at home. She said it to my daughter. Listen to the advice. You should not have come here. So the other day, they had to go there. My wife said, we won't go. This doctor, he says that we should listen to you. We have come to the clinic and you are saying, it's because of what he knows, some basic, because he requested for my books, and I gave almost all the books to him. And he read one particular, and I think something struck him. So I'm saying this to say that if a doctor can tell my wife that listen to what your father is saying at home, you must know that at least I know some basic things. That's what I'm talking about. I can't prescribe any medicine to you, but I know when something is dangerous. I know it.
The mazi onye dan kaze baha na okachire meye na moba na wo befie na embre foforo so on tap on obo kono se doctor ekono ho a mo be kan de ye ntio na mezi mu book wa ma chocho na bia ma doctor no na obie no onya bibi sunku wo osan de ohu de man dwinim ebue wo enzama pi ho ntima oye fapim fa enzama bi ho no motum na mamman no ho nyano a obobwo.
Are you following? So the help comes in several ways. It can come with your academic choices. It can come with your marital choices. It can come with your ministry choices. Once I'm talking about ministry, let me tell you something. I have also realized that part of my calling is to raise up ministers. Because I've been a Christian for almost 40 years now. When I look back, almost every group I belong to, I rose up to the highest level. Now, not almost, all the groups. I would travel and become the president or the leader. I don't, some people lobby for positions. I don't lobby.
One brother
said to me, said, when you start a church, I want to be a member of this church. And this was a guy who was my senior. When I was in Form 1, he was in Form 4.
Now, brother, be a oye mi senior was school catch him there. Say, Esha, see the area, sorry, biara, me pede me ya wa sorry ba.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Now, eh, na me pede me catch you.
That a pastor goes through things sometimes for the sake of the people, and he himself doesn't know why. Why am I struggling with this? Why am I going? Why? What is happening? He himself doesn't know. But out of it, God empties him. He empties him of self. He empties him of the fear of men. He empties him of being sensitive to what people say. He empties, and then he fills him with something. And he says, now, help my people.
Yes. Now, oya, so for offer a hobby, and oko in Zamabima, when you pardon me, and say, oya, na me this session, the obey in Zama onye nara efina brabo, ama wetuna wa makwan, na wa beye embuake se, ama nyi pepi.
See, I've been speaking to students for years now. The current Sekendi College student, Sekendi College headmaster, is not somebody I know from Adam. But I was just talking to the students. From my heart, he saw something. When I finished, he was completely visibly overwhelmed. So since then, for about 4 years running, I've been going there. So last time I said, are you people not tired of bringing me? Why don't you bring someone? I said that openly. I didn't
mind.
They had a staff meeting, and this man said, must be at the church service to hear what this man has to say, because he's not talking religion, he is helping the young people. And it is something, I know it is something, when I stand before young people, something happens to me. My age comes down, I get to their level, and I fire like a teenager. Yeah, that's what happens to me.
Now, so for say, or can't assemble a begum now, Banuzino desku no kwa a shady national kade.
Listen, if what I'm saying sounds in your mind like I'm bragging, you have a problem. I'm telling you, you may not know that you have a problem, but I'm telling you, you have a problem. Why do you think I'm telling you these things? I'm softening your heart to open up to receive. I wish in the plan of my sermon, if you know, by this time I should be on the third point, but I'm struggling moving on. I'm struggling. I don't know why I'm struggling, but I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to flow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So think correctly and think correctly quickly.
Yes. Ma young boy and up mem or de anchor damabri, makasa na mrekasa fa a powa otse basa ho na oyez in de mokwenim o sande yemboy henakumem.
God offers us help.
Nyame oma hen mboy.
When I meet somebody who has the gift of help, I can smell it.
Na muho bia owo mboy susuma muhu.
And I receive the help as much as I can. Even if the person is younger, because that gift of help is something that God has given him for me and for others. So if it's flowing from him, I am there to receive. I don't believe in pomposity. In fact, I'm very offended at it. I don't believe in pride and proud look and proud disposition. And I'm saying the same thing to you, that the help you need is available. Can you receive it?
Yes.
If you allow me, I can help your ministry to grow in a certain way. Because it's part of my calling as a pastor. I must help everybody who has any other gifts. It's my calling. Any help you need, I will offer it. Spiritual ideas, whatever, I will offer it. But it becomes a problem if you don't want it. You see, Papa Hagin was a great prophet of God. He had a teaching ministry. He was a prophet. He was moving from place to place to place, sharing the word of God. But his son had the Rima Bible Church. His son was a pastor, staying in the church, pastoring the church. Papa Hagin, the father, had to learn to receive the pastoral anointing on his son. But he didn't have the pastoral anointing. He pastored for 12 years. God said, this is not what I called you to do. You are going to die ahead of time if you don't change.
Now,
ministry is not a joke.
Are
you following? Look, by the grace of God. Again, let it not sound like I'm bragging. By the grace of God, when I get close to you, I can know your area of ministry and I can give you opportunity if you like to take it. Over time, you see that different streams are flowing together. You see that you have become something.
Yes.
It's also one of my gifts, the ability to help people in that respect. And you may not know, there are national leaders today in our nation. The things I say to them in secret, you will know. Yeah. I'm telling you that whilst people outside are benefiting, don't be a dropper, because there is something that is flowing to help.
Yes.
Yeah. It's flowing to help. And recently, Reverend Godwill said the same thing. He said, a pastor of pastors. He has said that twice. He has revelation gifts. He has said, a pastor of pastors. And when he said that, I wasn't moved, because it's something I know. And now I can say, welcome to those who know. To Reverend Godwill.
Amen.
Yeah, welcome.
Amen. Sofu Godwill Kade. Eye sofu sofu. Nama me pada me kinda ebin wo abona wama wonhu kwana wori ji enzama oboma brabom na enya na yebo hanu mama yenye nkofo a yebe shreda mazino ma me kinda se ema mo kwana motum na ma benu na mehu acheze sonko wa brabom osande oyadum anyameza dom de motum na ma hwe na ma tetu na me pejo ma edu mpempen dubia enzama enyimpo no obenam acheze anyameza mam nodo ama etum na ehude ebotum na atraze ebotum na atonyum na epeja wankasa wo acheza nyame ozadum no wo wabrabom.
You know Prophet Bernard, you know Prophet Bernard. You do. When I say something, the way he receives it, I realize that he has a different attitude.
Na se make a bibia demre Prophet Bernard ojitum no mu de nisuban yesonko.
Listen, I'm not joking. I'm teaching something very spiritual. If this is all I can say today, it will be enough for me.
Yeah.
Because that's all that the church is about. But you see, sometimes there is a struggle in the heart of men. A struggle to reach. I have a friend. He will buy a plane ticket for me, fly me to wherever, and say, come and advise me. And he's a national figure. I can give you the name, but I won't. National figure. I said, this issue, what do you think I should do? He buys a ticket for me in and out. And he spreads me, and he, when I'm coming with a lot of money. I'm not joking. I'm telling you, I want my church to be a spiritual church, not a mental, logical church per se. It's not bad to be mental. I'm very naturally mental and very logical. Number two,
what's your being?
The second prominent gift that the pastor carries.
Is
the gift of governments. Is the gift of administration. You will not be a good pastor until you know how to administer or organize an organization.
Now,
you Sometimes the styles are different. The style of administering things are different. But usually, look at the end product. You see something. Are you following?
Yes.
15 years of God's blessing towards us as a church. Look at what you and I, by the grace of God, we have done to the glory of God. We haven't arrived though, but I'm saying that look at what we have done by the grace of God. You see, don't lift yourself above standard, but be modest, be sober. Soberly think, and you will see that no, a certain kind of government, because listen, the money that comes in at the end of the month, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do this, we have to. The pastor is giving the gift of government to govern and say, no, this time all the bulk of the money is going this way. So a certain kind of mind, let's handle the children this way, let's do this for the children, let's do, that's a pastor administrating. But he gets to a point where if he doesn't take care, he will be so overwhelmed that he can become a poor administrator. Because once he's praying and waiting on God, something is going wrong somewhere, an electrical problem somewhere, this and that. So then he releases, he frees himself. They said, do the administrative work. Come on full time. Let the church pay you. See to all these things so that I will concentrate on prayer and the ministry of the word. We are not there. We are not there yet. I'm still using the people on part-time basis to run the church. But one day, we are going to get an administrator who will be at the offices,
yeah,
coordinating and doing everything so that I'll become free.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah.
So, I'm saying all this to say that it's one of the gifts God gives pastors. And when I go to a church where the service is going on and children are moving up and down, it's not something I like. I love children, the children they know, but I can't stand it. I feel that it's a sign that something is wrong. Because the children must be catered for elsewhere. I went to my friend's church. I was preaching. And can you believe the children are walking in front? I stopped. I said, can you take the child out? Because people, some of us, we are very sensitive prophetically and everything. And you don't know. When people come around you, you don't know what they bring. I am not the type, I am quite sensitive spiritually. And this prophet friend of mine, he knew that. He said, take the children. I said, let them go. We need a certain environment to minister the word of God. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
So those things, they bother me. They bother me, and I don't want to see, because to me it's a sign that somebody is not doing his work well. Last week we closed from church. I was the one who locked this door. I said, is this supposed to be my work? Is this supposed to be my work? Am I supposed to be locking this door?
No.
You see, so what I'm saying is that even with administration, it's so varied. When we close, I look around. Is every light on? 2 times I came on the stage, just walking on the stage, and I saw that there was power in this cable. Power. Look at the thing there. If they do power off, power on, and it surges, and it catches fire with this curtain, you can imagine what is going to happen. So, I need a certain kind of usher when they close. What it does, that from building to building, from socket to socket, from one point, look, don't take anything. I don't like it when we close and you are so much in a hurry to go home. Go home and go and do what? You have come to serve God. Let's end and end well. You look around. Say, now everything is okay. We are saving energy and everything. Many times after service, people outside, and I see the lights on. I say, put off the light. Get somebody, put off the light. When you see, why don't you put it off? It's a question I'm asking. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yes.
So those of you who are ushers, it's not a joke. You must be the last to leave. Otherwise, we need to get new crop of ushers, Lady Pastor. Yeah.
Now, my make a question in the BPRM no or they bombers in the yet begin war. Ne is a shadow paper per day. Jem my young don't shed the oyen yay day. My yare can you day. Oye de ye tum ye hunde ye bobo mwazen na acheza oye amembu acheza no.
Alfred, let me say something for you to say. The pastor has to organize the church. Say that.
sofo ye de obombozin o sese ma bibiare dinan o toto na kwem.
And in doing that,
na oriye dem no,
he appoints people to take it up at a point.
Osem na ojin kofu de wo beji dem dwuma na man.
Okay, so it's okay. I think I'm not teaching, I'm just talking from my heart. It's fine. Isn't it fine?
It's fine.
It's fine. Number 3. The next gift that the pastor has in his life is what is called the variety of tongues. Variety of tongues. It's called diverse kinds of tongues. It's not the tongues that is a prayer language. It's a tongue that must be interpreted and then it serves as a prophecy. So a pastor must crave for the gift of prophecy in his life. Diverse kinds of tongues. It is what is going to enable you, after you have taught, you have a rhema word for the people. For example, there is a sister at the back. This sister at the back wearing green. As I'm looking at her, I just remember something that God inspired me to say to her. Come and see me after church, okay? So you see, now I've singled her out, I've done something. You may not know. The Holy Spirit is probably trying to get her attention for the second time. Because I'm going to find out how far she has gone with that word. I'm going to find out.
There
are different ways of teaching. Good. I'm using everything to share something with you. Correct. The pastor corrects.
So for Otsin Nzama,
he disciplines.
Oma Nzama to Tonakwe.
He straightens things.
Oma Bibia ye totin.
As you do in your house, he does sit in the church.
Na dembre eyen wo ufie no oyen wo asorfie no.
But this is one of the difficult areas for most pastors.
Na eyi ye aza oyen zinye ma asofu pi.
Correcting and disciplining.
De yebo bombozin de yebe kankofu mi atinsin
ho. Because every time people will rise against it, you will have people with a different view who will rise against it.
Abibiara nkofu bo soretia o sane de.
So if you are not strong in what God has shown you, you allow anything and everything to be done as if there is no leader in the house. Let me tell you something by the grace of God. It will not happen in this church in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have to be corrected, you will be corrected.
Yes, when yentin na ya betin no.
If I have to be corrected, I'll be corrected.
Sir, oye de watin ma wo betin.
Have I not apologized to the church before?
Munsra.
I've done it a couple of times.
Munsra de won fa bibin cheme da.
At the end of a certain year, I say, look, I'm not perfect. Listen, forgive me. You haven't done it. But I do it.
Na ame maye.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware that I'm not perfect.
Me jetum de mezimu.
So I'm using a different style to teach today. Are you following? Everything is an illustration. Everything is a teaching point. When you teach like that, you are teaching prophetically. And I can continue in it, but you are not used to it. Are you used to it?
Mm.
So it's like today, woman verses. Mm. So I'm going to give you verses. I'm going to give you verses now. 1 Corinthians 14:12. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. When a pastor has the gift of diverse tongues, he can be inspired to speak in tongues whilst he's preaching or leading worship or prayer.
Now,
And you can see that this is not prayer as tongues as a prayer language. This is a prophecy that is on the way.
Na ibo hu de onye kasafofra ozrebompe na oye encomsha nyame pede odenezima.
If a pastor has this gift in his life,
na se sofo achezi wona brabo.
The Bible says he should pray that he interprets the tongue so that it becomes a prophecy unto the church.
Na oye de obompe de yebenya enchetre what intrem wo kasafofro no ho.
He said, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, are you zealous for spiritual gifts?
Yes.
Let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Because of the church, Paul is teaching that seek to have the gift of prophecy in your life because it will help the church. As I'm sharing the word of God with you right now, I can put it out and then begin to tune my spirit altogether. When I go into the spirit, I can begin to say things about you. Yes, and you. And as the Lord will, it can continue. Sometimes it may break. You get to somebody, there is nothing. You don't force. You move to the next person. I can stop, right? Because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. I can stop the teaching and start manifesting the gift of prophecy. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yes. Metum na mashasida mi fini pakodu koni pakodu. Me kan e hintesem atrol. O sande me wo en komse adum no. Namu du bebi sa motum na meje. O sande en komse nyi ni susum no. O wo en komse nyi nase.
Your son,
Oba,
your son Iwachi,
Oba Iwachi,
will be unto you like many sons. Do you know what it means? It means that he is not going to be an average child. That's what it means. Some have more, some have less. But you can have one, and that one is so strong that he is like multiples in one.
Na wazekono obotu na wayezena obechen obineze dodo.
At this stage in your life, you should have moved on. But you are aware. You are aware of the hindrances, the things that are holding you back. And you have said to yourself, a time will come, I will do this, and I will do that, and I will do this other thing. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying that that time is now, the time to yield. For the way you think is not the way I think. Said, as you yield to the way I think, your life will even go faster than you are planning it out. I am the one who can see the end from the beginning. And it's better not to fight me, but to follow my will. And as you walk in my will and submit yourself to what I indicate to you in your heart, your life will go faster. You'll be happier. You'll be happier. For now, you have bouts of depression sometimes. You get sad. You get moments and you ask yourself, why am I doing all these things? What is it for? The Lord is telling you that your spirit is getting choked. You don't need to go into all those things that you are doing the way you are doing them. But follow my steps. And as you follow my steps, I will lighten the burden on your heart. I will ease the pressure on you. You'll be happier, you'll be more fulfilled, your joy will break forth, your health will also be affected, your life will be extended, and people will say that whatever you do, that's well. How did you come by it? And you will say unto them that the Spirit of the Lord has led me from one step to the other. And you say unto them, it is by grace and not by anything else.
Amen. Your custody. Wadwena afa de ebeye iji ebeye yi ebokwa ha eti de minza mebo tutu ye no na dachi odu bebia na aye bibide no nyame sije bibia ma na fa ono nyame na hu de ono nyame na onyim ewie no ansa na awara ibotu anamono na oka tro de fa u bibia ra che fa tu nanyim na obama awowa brabo no waye fio na eziye obama won kwampo ibia beka ho.
Otherwise, you move on, and then you will crash. But that is not my will for your life. My will for your life is that your life becomes brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto the full day. Yield to me, my people, and begin to walk in my ways. For you do better, you go faster, you'll be more happy the way I'm asking you to go. You see, that is the gift of prophecy that has been in operation.
Yes. Now, any year, and come soon, small daisy, why ain't him an opinion?
It's a gift God gives pastors to help the people.
Now, any year, I chase and Yanko Ponzema, I suffer the Ozabo Asaramba.
If you don't have it, you can pray for it.
Nessa, any year, a botuna, a bompeda, one sabaka,
and God will give it to you.
Now, Miss Bama,
and your life will be fresher.
Now, what Brabono obey ye in term?
The last thing I want to share with you about a pastoral gift.
Nessa, Ocha Tompeda, menu check for. Is that
every pastor must be able to teach the word of God. This is probably the most important aspect of the gifts that are within the pastor's life. The teaching brings establishment to God's people. So when you look at pastors, there are pastors who have a whole teaching ministry in their lives. But there are some, they don't have a teaching ministry in their lives, but they have the apt to teach. Let me give you a verse to make the message a bit solid. First Timothy chapter number 3.
Yanko Timothy Nitra Ozikan.
Bible was talking about the ministry of the pastor.
Na trust America for sophone some.
The things the pastor must have in his life.
Na nzama sophone onye wana brabom.
In First Timothy chapter 3.
Timothy Ewoma Ozikan ni nitre basa.
Verse number 1. Downwards.
Ni yimuko rokono.
Okay, verse 2. A bishop then must be blameless. The husband of one wife. Temperate. Sober-minded. Of good behavior. Friendly or hospitable. Able to teach. Every pastor must be able to teach. That means you take a verse, you explain it. You take a topic, you explain it. Line upon line, precept upon precept, doctrine upon doctrine. Explain things, broaden the thinking of the members. Look at how the Bible puts it in the King James. The Bible says that the bishop must be apt to teach. If you are going to be able to teach, first of all, you must be teachable. People must be able to teach you in order for you to be able to teach. This is true naturally. People who are teachers today, they were once taught by teachers. Then they went to a teacher training school. And they were trained by teachers to become teachers. And now they are teachers. Sometimes you don't have the teaching gifts or ministry. But if you take notes very well, in your Bible, in your notebook, on your tablet, if you take notes very well, The app to teach will be sharpened and enhanced. So when they give you a topic to treat, you know where to go to back up with what you know, add some things from here. So you see that the app to teach is enhanced because you have notes in your Bible, you have notes on your tablet, you have notes in a book. So you develop the app to teach. It is very shameful when you are a pastor, but you can't teach. You can't explain the Bible well. Rather, no, you cause confusion with the verses. Over time, the apt to teach will change. Then you will see that a whole ministry of teaching can be given you. You must be faithful with the app to teach. And the ministry of teaching can be entrusted you. The Lord bless you greatly today. The Lord increase you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord lift up your head above the waters of life. The Lord bring you great help in your circumstance.
Amen.
The Lord calls that a gift will be released into your life because of your mental attitude.
I receive it. Aduma.
May something change in your spiritual makeup in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive it.
As your pastor, I stand on this altar in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I send you the help of God in every area of your life. May the Lord be a present help unto you in the time of your need. May what is difficult become easy for you to do. May great grace hit your life and your family and everything you are involved in. May the work of God prosper in your hands mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
What Jesus Christ is in him.
Master Brosta Shanda Kala Soto Prosta Shele Basanda. Manda blos tishekele astaboro holo shanda. May what is dark in your life, we send the light of God into that area of your life.
Amen.
What is confusing in your life, we clear the storms and we say, peace be still. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same. Lord, I lift your name. Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling, counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.